My subject, A Tale of Two Consciousnesses. Human life is a tale of two consciousnesses, their unitive consciousness and coping our duality consciousness. The purpose of a spiritual life is not to prepare us for a heavenly life after death, but for you to live in heaven now, or a fully realized life in joy, love, fulfillment here and now. Spirituality is to inform us of the liberating state of unitive consciousness. In the Hebrew Bible, one of the metaphors for unitive consciousness is living in a land flowing with milk and honey. The Christian Bible points to its inward awareness, which is the kingdom of God within you. Buddhism speaks of nirvana, the extinguishing of the ego for enlightenment. And Hinduism speaks of getting off the wheel of life and the cycles of rebirth and unity with God. And the Taoist speaks of living the way of the Tao. The approach that teachers of our Christian tradition have taken is often like that of a nervous parent attempting to scare his wayward child straight. The heavy emphasis on the negative and therefore sin and eternal damnation is placed at the heart of the teachings. Eternal damnation is the rod that we use to whip everyone in shape. Here, spirituality is seen through the lens of the lower state of consciousness where duality or pairs of opposites are the rule. A negative approach will often kill the genius within and also the knowledge that we are unique centers of good in the world. My objective is to emphasize the positive, that is, the ideals of joy, love, accomplishment, and fulfillment, by reminding you of who you are, a genius at your eternal core, and of what it is like to understand this genius power within you. It is there that you will grasp the deeper meaning of Jesus' revelations that say, the kingdom of God is within you, and before Abraham was, I am. At some level, they mean the power of the world's greatest genius is inside of you, and that it was there before the beginning of time. This is spirituality through the lens of unitive consciousness. One of the keys to understanding your genius, then, is in understanding a tale of two consciousnesses. For the Israelites, unitive consciousness was symbolized by the Promised Land, and duality consciousness by Egypt, the house of bondage. Potentially, these are the two states that we experience as flickering in and out of our consciousness, but your best success and genius will depend on your ability to remain consistently in unitive awareness. Charles Dickens, in his memorable opening paragraph of his novel A Tale of Two Cities, renders this contrast of life that is eternally with us as, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. It was the age of wisdom, it was the age of foolishness. It was an epoch of belief, it was an epoch of incredulity. It was a season of light, it was a season of darkness. It was a spring of hope, it was a winter of despair. We had everything before us, we had nothing before us. We were all going directly to heaven, we were all going directly the other way. What you see is what you get as a continuing experience of your life. Jesus stated it as, be it done unto you as you believe. Your genius is what your best looks like. The New Testament phrase, world without end, applies to the infinite source of your genius. But the expression of your genius is the degree to which you are willing to use this boundless power and intelligence within you, which is God. Genius is living at a high consciousness, whether individually or collectively. When an individual lives at a high level of consciousness in his own particular gifts and talents, a genius is born. When a whole community does it, as in the 15th century, a Renaissance is born. Whether genius is applied to our unfolding as a community or individually, or to solving daily problems, We must be consciously aware that each individual is grounded in something vast, that tapping into it literally means tapping into an inexhaustible reservoir of pure goodness, intelligence, and power. This positive state of genius exists within us, despite the fact that our everyday lives may often be characterized by our appearing to be bungling person, missing the mark, or as the Bible says it, living in sin. To evoke your genius, to evoke your positive state of awareness, don't focus on your weaknesses. Focus on your strengths, which are comprised of talents which you have enhanced by skill and knowledge. Scientific research has shown that real progress is made only when individuals focus on their strength and not on their weaknesses. In healing those in need, Jesus did not focus on what was missing, but on the result he wanted. He told the paralyzed man to walk, the water to become wine, and the storm to be still. He focused on what he wanted and not on the condition. No matter how intelligent someone may appear, think of the genius within that makes his cells, tissues, fibers, organs, muscles, and systems work for him to be a viable human being. The treasure of your genius is within. The secret place of the Most High is Jesus' kingdom of God. Pray to the Father in secret means going within to that secret place and affirming the good as Jesus did. For here the Father who sees in secret will reward us openly. The answer then is faith, not fear, joy, not depression, liberation, not wallowing in guilt. The flawed thinking of both religion and psychology is trying to fix the ego. That is why people spend years in therapy without much progress. What we need is to be liberated from the ego, the false sense of ourselves, and to find the true self. The true self is spiritual, and we find it best when we remain optimistic, positive, and loving to ourselves and others. The structure of consciousness itself is that it consists of the conscious and subjective aspects. The conscious mind is a decision maker, and the subjective mind is law. It knows how to do without knowing what it is doing. Experience has taught us that the subjective tendency of this intelligent law of creative force may consciously be directed and definitely used. Dr. Holmes says, "This is the greatest discovery of all time." Further, he says, "The law of mind is a natural law in the spiritual world." But what do we mean by the spiritual world? We mean the world of conscious intelligence. The subjective is a world of law and mechanical order. In our lives, it is largely a reaction, an effect, a way. It is never a person, though it often appears to act as though it were one. Right here, many are completely misled, mistaking subjective impulses for actual personalities. The simplest way to state the proposition is to say that we have a conscious mind that operates within a subjective field, which is creative. The conscious mind is spirit. The subjective mind is law. One is a complement of the other, and no real individuality could be expressed without a combination of both. No man has ever plumbed the depth of either the conscious or subjective life. In both directions, we reach out to infinity, and since we cannot encompass infinity, we shall always be expanding and always enlarging our capacity to know and to experience. Everyone is a budding genius, a becoming God, an unfolding soul, an eternal destiny. A tale of two consciousnesses is that you can choose, and do choose, which to live in. You can live positively with joy, love, and fulfillment, or negatively with sadness, depression, and failure. Which do you choose? Walk well, my friend, until next time we meet to discuss caterpillar or butterfly, as we continue to examine genius, what your best looks like in the enlightened life. Let us turn within right now. recognizing that we can choose to be in that upward home of unity of consciousness, the consciousness where we are positive and optimistic because we see things the way the God's eye view allows us to see them positively. We see solutions instead of seeing just the problems. We focus on our strength and not on our weakness. We focus on the fact that with God all things are possible, and we accept that this possibility is not just a theory, but is really the law of our lives. We're knowing together that as we make right choices, right and good things are happening in our lives. Right action is springing instantly and spontaneously in all that we say and do. So bless it now and let it be, and so it is.